This is Katie and Kay. We have got Brett Haynes here, getting sorted out, ready to play us some music. Local artist, local everyday man in the street. Here we are. You there, my friend?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going amazing. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm better now that you're here.
Oh my gosh, yes. You're such a freaking sweetheart. Oh man. Goes by the artist name Grim Nymph, which is a very appropriate name. He's just a little nymph that you see floating around. I'll just be at a show, and he just kind of dances right by me. Oh, hey, there's Brett. little music nymph.
Thank you. How long
have you been playing music, my friend?
Since probably 2002, I would say.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, back in high school.
Started. Did you start with more like acoustic stuff? Did you start with more?
I was in a jam band.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Cactus Farm.
Yes. That's awesome.
Rest in peace, Sean Murphy.
Oh. What did you play in that band?
I played keyboards.
Man, after my own heart. Oh, man. So that means you play keyboard, you play guitar.
Yes.
What else you got in the chamber?
Bass.
Bass.
Mandolin.
Obviously.
Today I'll be performing on the MPC.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sometimes I sing.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
That'd be sweet. I'm sure you do any like little sampling for your MPC type stuff.
Yeah.
Of your own voice.
Back when I was working on the Feels album, which you played recently, one of those tracks, I was actually sampling my voice.
Totally. No, yeah, that was great. There was a lot of... That was really cool. A lot of delay work, a lot of cool effects on your guitar, a lot of just a very great vibe of music from that stuff. So very diverse artistic repertoire you have, my friend.
Indubitably, sir.
We haven't even gotten into the tattooing. So you are obviously a great visual artist. That's what you do around here for
yes,
Bonedale Tattoos.
That is correct. Bonedale Tattoo, Connor Ward and myself.
Yeah. Very cool psychedelic stuff coming out of that place, that's
Thank
for sure.
You.
Super dynamite.
We are, over inside of Saw, which is cool. We just moved in there in October, and it feels like art club, which is great.
That's
Lots
awesome.
Lots of talented people over there. It's like ideas are floating through the air.
Totally.
Yeah.
That community going.
It's pretty rad.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. Well, you want to play some music for
sure.
us?
Sure, yeah.
Let's do it. See what we got here. Here is Brett Haynes, Grim Nymph. Gonna lay down some cool stuff for us.
Live and direct.
Live. The universe and everything. Hitting.
I love you, Nora. Do you love me?
Oh, I don't know, Jeff.
You're the only girl I've dated in 2 months.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. How'd you like to double date with Gene and me tomorrow night?
Why, sure, Bob, that would be swell. You sure you wouldn't mind? Bob, can you let me get some sleep now?
Good night.
Good night.
Oh, Jack, that sounds like love at that time. See you tonight. Goodbye. Guess what, Mother? Jack and I are going on a double date with Jack's brother, Bob, and his girlfriend.
Awfully nice.
Oh, I do too.
And speaking of love, weren't you and I going to talk about that today?
Yep.
there. Now, let's see. Oh, you remember this picture? The captain of the football team. That was 2 or 3 years ago. He never knew how much I loved him. I guess he never knew I'd been so.
Well, we all go through crushes like that, huh? Teachers or sports stars or movie stars. Then after a while, there's a stage that some people call puppy love. Agreed on basic things. I wonder. I'm going to watch Bob and Jimmy. See if they have a mature love.
Oh, been out having a wonderful evening?
All right. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Beautiful, my friend.
Thank you.
You can really feel some of that influence, you know, when you, especially when you've had such a long instrumental music history. You can feel that come through on that stuff when you put in the piano and the little guitar parts and different instrumentation and lots of bass and lots of dynamite stuff, man.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I loved how you used the sample as more of a continuity thing, as opposed to normally when it would come in, and, you know, a lot of people would drop that sample in and then bail out of it.
Sure.
As opposed to that was more, it was like you were building everything else around it all these different times.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really unique and awesome.
I think the MPC works, you know, uniquely in that way, in the way that you can actually use samples in a live format.
Yeah, it gives you a little more flexibility. Oh,
and the phone is down.
Our recording is gone. Luckily, we still have the sound.
I think we're good.
Hold on. Oh, there I am.
Oh.
I'm back.
Hey.
It knocked me out for a little bit there. But I am back. But no, man, yeah, you can feel those. What genre would you consider that? Chill wave?
Chill hop. Psych wave, hop, jazz, chill.
Psych wave, funk, hop, chill, hop. Jazz.
Yeah.
I like that. Oh, yeah. No, yeah, and like Emancipator, you know, very, very strongly. That one of my favorite electronic-ish, you know, whatever you want to call it, bands.
Sure.
And definitely can feel those influences in there. That's very, very awesome, man. And so
Thank you. And
you guys are playing the 15th
yes,
of February?
Yes, we will be playing, performing, DJing February 15th. So our production and DJ Party Squad is called Wild Thing Presents, and that is Ethan Harrison. You may know him as Lil City Market. He's a DJ here on KDNK, and also Tyler Stevens, Satyla.
Totally.
And that will be at the Bowl Lounge. It is a bowl and dance.
Bowl and dance, February 15th.
Bass music, house music, hip-hop.
Fun freaking times. Can you...
Laser beams.
Oh, yeah. Great bar there, great dance floor, lots of bowling.
Yeah, come on out.
That'll be fun.
Look out for it.
What day of the week is that?
I do not know.
February 15th.
I don't pay attention to what days.
Why would I need to know what day it is? I am an artist. How do you feel about your combination of visual art and music and stuff? Do you think that all feeds into each other?
Yeah, I think every artist needs another kind of art form to, you know, distract them from their main one, so to speak, so that they can explore different avenues of expression and texture. And I think that any creative act translates into any other medium that you express yourself with. So definitely.
Absolutely.
You have to stay fresh like that.
Yeah, I always see it more in musicians who are multi-instrumentalists. And in my own experience, I feel like getting out to those other instruments, you know, playing drums influences your guitar playing, influences your piano playing, and you don't always see quite as a diverse array of artistry as like yours, where you have your tattooing, you have visual art, and that's also coming in to the music in addition to all those different instruments.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like I have a kind of a difficult time communicating with speech, and I think perhaps that's why I use so many different creative mediums to express myself.
Absolutely, yeah. You really, and I mean, gotta love tattooing, ultimate permanent art form.
I am entirely blessed and grateful that people trust my artistry enough to acquire a permanent artwork.
That is some serious trust. Yes. You know, you can throw away a painting or a piece of music or whatever you want or not listen to it again, but
carry it with you everywhere.
That's everywhere. And yeah, definitely people feel that and trust your artistry to carry its permanence through into the future.
Yeah. I'm blessed and honored by every tattoo I get to make.
That's really awesome. Once again, this is Brett Haynes, a.k.a. Grim Nymph, a local tattoo artist out of Bonedale Tattoos here in Carbondale over in Saw, and also maker of beats and songs and all kinds of variety of music. I played some of his music a few shows ago that was a totally different animal. It was a little more, I don't know what you'd call it, songy, instrumental. It had a little more...
Guitar.
Yeah, Yeah, it was guitar. It had some singing in there, so...
You can check that out on Spotify under Quilts, K-W-I-L-T-S.
K-W-I-L-T-S, Quilts, is another musical avenue to find my dear buddy here. Lots of ways to see him. He's always playing around. Hit him up if you need some awesome live chill wave music. Great for everything. He'll be at the Bowl Lounge February 15th. He'll be at Bonedale Tattoo. And he'll pretty much pop up wherever you happen to be somehow. If you're in this valley, you'll see Brett. Just kind of wiggling through the background. Onto his next thing.
Wiggle waggle.
Just wiggle waggle. All right, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for that amazing set. We'll have you on any time to play any of your varieties of music that you want to do.
Thank you, sir.
Really appreciate it, buddy.